John, we said last night on the radio there are some games that the Blue Jays lose and there are other games that the other team wins. And in the latter case last night, the Yankees won with Hiroki Kuroda. What a great job.
Yeah, Jerry, yeah, he pitched outstanding. I mean, he's done that three times against us this year. You know, but he's one of the best in the league. I mean, there's a reason he can do that. And you're right. I mean, every time you lose a game doesn't mean you screwed it up. You know, sometimes they just outplay you, they outpitch you, whatever it is. They get the big hits at a certain time when you don't. So, yeah, that can be a little deceiving sometimes.
And Mark Burley pitched pretty well, didn't he?
Yes, he did, Jerry. I mean, he kept us right there in the game. You know, we score a couple runs here or there. Maybe it's a different outlook. And the one area they got him in trouble, you know, the bottom of their lineup got to him. But as far as I thought he did a nice job handling their best hitters in their lineup. You know, he took us late in the game, and it was a 2-0 lead. In all fairness to Mark, that's two really good back-to-back outings.
Now, how about Melky Cabrera in left field? When you see him in the dugout, he's laboring. His legs seem to be not there. What's happened to him?
Well, Jerry, I mean, you know, he was checked out, you know, a few days ago by the doctor there, and he's got, you know, he's got some irritation, some inflammation and stuff in his quads and his hamstrings, and so he's not, you know, not running particularly well right now. The problem is he's probably our hottest hitter, you know, so he needs to play some out there, and there's some days he's going to DH. So, I mean, it's and we get the lead, we'll get him out of there and put a defensive replacement in there. So, I mean, it's not ideal. It's something we have to deal with right now. I mean, this is our team, and you go to war with it.
And with Adam Lind and Edwin Encarnacion, who could also DH, it's hard to DH Cabrera, isn't it, because you don't have enough places in the lineup?
Well, yeah, if you put him at DH, I mean, that eliminates somebody else. And Lindy's been pretty productive for us lately, so... Like I said, this is our team. We show up every day and go to battle with it. We like them. We've been playing some pretty good baseball. Just eliminate last night. That's over with. But I've liked this stretch we've been on. But it'd be a good day to come back and get a nice win today.
Now, these are two big games against the Yankees. Now they have a 9-game lead over the Blue Jays. First up, Brandon Morrow. He hasn't pitched since May 5th. How is he?
Jerry, he's feeling fine. You know, when we backed him off from Wednesday, this past Wednesday, it was just to make sure that you know, his neck problem was eliminated, and we feel good about that. So, you know, we'll monitor him today. We're not going to push him too far since it has been a couple weeks since he last threw. But, you know, we expect him to go out there and give us a good ball game, at least give us a chance to win.
Is he one of those pitchers that, even with a patient Yankees lineup, aggressively go right after them and try to get outs in three or four pitches?
Yes, that's what he needs to do because, you know, Brandon's got overpowering stuff. He doesn't have to nibble at it, or he doesn't have to run from the hitters because, you know, he can come right in the zone and still overpower you and get some key outs. So, yeah, every time Brandon takes him out, we look forward to it because, you know, usually he's going to give us a chance to win.
Now, David Phelps, you haven't seen a lot of. He had a good relief stint against the Blue Jays. Do you know much about him?
Well, you know, Jerry, he's like a lot of their pitchers. They're pretty refined, and, I mean, they know what they're doing out there. I mean, he came in the last time we were here when Nova left with the elbow injury. You know, Phelps came in and shut us down. So he's got a good idea of what he's doing. He's a kind of a command finesse type pitcher with a pretty good arm. He likes to work the outside part of the plate, hit his corners, and he's usually pretty effective with that.
And lastly, are you amazed at what the Yankees are doing with their injuries?
I am. I think everybody is. But it's, you know, it speaks volume to the organization. You know, they're a proud group over there, the Yankees, and they hold you accountable. And what they do is if you don't do the job, they get rid of you and find somebody else. So that's so those guys that play over there, they know they need to do that, and they keep their feet to the fire, that's for sure. But I tip my hat to Joe Girardi and the coaching staff and the players over there. They got a lot of ex-Blue Jays over there that are doing a nice job for them this year. So, hey, these next two games, like you said, are very big for us, and I expect a good one today.
John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jerry.